To the rear of the castle, surrounded by a sheer stone wall, was a connected palace with gold-trimmed wood banding underneath the roofline. The guards unlocked a short, round door, and they ducked their way inside the palace and navigated through narrow, dimly lit passages until they entered a bustling, muggy kitchen. The squad leader bowed to an older woman dressed in a black apron set over a white dress. Sweat glistened on her forehead from the stove fires sizzling meat and onions inside large curved pans. She ignored the guards and, hands on hips, studied Talus, Mara, Nikulo, and Rykar, each with a slow, critical eye.
"What makes you think these are any better than the rest?"
She lifted Mara's hands and scoffed, as if displeased by the condition of her fingernails.
"Captain Calfor insists that these young—"
"The captain wouldn't know donkeys from trained baboons. How can a sailor know of good breeding?"
She narrowed her eyes and studied them again, as if discovering something new this time.
"But then again, their posture is exceptional. They stare at me as if I were beneath them. They're filthy and smell like pigs. They need to be cleaned up, that's for certain. A hot bath and scrubbed several times. Fresh clothes and clean hair. Perhaps they might shape into something presentable. You there."
She pointed at Rykar.
"You look greatly displeased. Where are you from? Tell me your story."
Rykar raised his haughty eyes to the woman.
"Who rules this place? We're no slaves."
The soldiers struck Rykar on the ear.
"Answer the lady,"